The second piece, The Tear for Us, that's my most favorite art piece to this day. And I love it because I'm actually looking at it now. It's to my left. I still have this basswood carved piece. So it's, you know, proudly displayed in my home. I really love that piece. People ask me about it. And someday I hope to make more prints from it once I find a, you know, print press. That to me is, it symbolizes nighttime. It symbolizes, you know, a clash with modern day, you know, walls to when those first ships came in and colonized, you know, the shores of the Turtle Island. Like, they came at night, I believe. They attacked people at night. Yeah, it's just basically speaking to the world, like, yeah, do not, like, break down the walls. See the truth. See our history of colonization. See how they came and murdered us. See how they came and disrespected us when we were ready to share our lands with them. Yeah, and like, shed a tear, like, stop being in denial about colonialism. So yeah, a lot of people, when you bring up the term, they don't even identify. Most Canadians do not want to talk about colonization. They just, their answer to you is, get over it. Don't bring it up. Get, you know, the same, like, oh, that wasn't me who did that, you know, and that happened a long time ago. And they have these walls built up around them that tell, you know, they just believe that colonization doesn't exist today. So that piece is very much just speaking to that. Just like, nope, this is the truth. And, you know, have some sympathy. Like, give me a fucking break and have some sympathy around this issue. That's my point.